Shabani Mahmood, let's assume for the sake of the next couple of minutes that the Tory figures are entirely bogus, kind of made on the back of an envelope with entirely unjustifiable assumptions. So tell us the truth. What would the fiscal consolidation be under Labour, and when would you hit current budget balance?
Well, we've said that we want to get the current budget into balance by the end of the next Parliament. If we're able to go faster than that, then of course that is what we would want to do. But we have set the end of the next Parliament as the measure that we are working towards. We're going to cut the deficit every year.
And what would be the scale of the fiscal consolidation? What would the scale of the fiscal consolidation be required to hit this current budget balance?
Well, look, we have set out a balanced approach focused on three things. We know that we are going to have some sensible spending cuts, some fair tax changes.
Just give me the scale of what the three things would add up to.
Well, if you just let me finish, we're also going to improve the overall health of the economy, so get wages up by the national minimum wage rising towards the end of the next Parliament, but also incentivising the paying of the living wage. And actually, the speed at which we can go, we're not going to set artificial deadlines and artificial ratios. The speed at which we can go will depend on the overall health of the economy. The real lesson that we learned from the autumn statement was when ordinary people are not earning enough money, not only is that bad for them, but it's bad for the nation as well, because tax revenues are down.
OK, let's come back to see if I get an answer to my question. Once you've done all that, what will, if it's not 30 billion, as the Tories are claiming, what will be the scale of the fiscal consolidation to get you to that budget balance?
Well, as I said, that is, we have a balanced approach based on three things.
You told me all that. Lucy Powell told me it three times on Sunday.
The scale will
depend. Let me ask you again, what is the scale of the fiscal consolidation?
Well, I'm saying, Andrew, the scale will depend on the speed at which we're able to go to improve the overall health of the economy.
Oh, so
and that's
you can't
why
tell
the focus
us.
For us. That's why the focus for us is going to be on measures around the national minimum wage, incentivising the living wage, offers around childcare to get people, young mums in particular, back to work. That is what we're going to focus on, because we know that actually that is where we can make the biggest difference to ordinary people's lives, but also the health of the nation's finances too.
All right. So you can't tell me. The Tory figure may be wrong, but you can't give me a different figure that could be accurate. You say you're going to balance the current budget. You now just told me not probably until, you would like to do it earlier, but not probably until the end of the next Parliament, which would be 1990-20. But you have signed up to the Charter of Budget Responsibility, and that commits you to a balanced current budget in 3 years. So have you reneged on that?
No, it doesn't, actually. The Charter for Budget Responsibility neither sets out at all anywhere the £30 billion
figure. No, I'm not talking about the
£30 billion. Nor does it talk about this three-year deadline.
Yes, it is.
It talks about a three-year deadline based on a rolling three-year basis, Andrew. No, it talks about a rolling three-year basis, Andrew. You could be an incoming government in 2020 and your deadline will be 2023 on that measure.
Right, well, let's take that. You're an incoming government in this May, and you come out with your first budget in June of this May, June 2015. It's a three-year programme in which you're committed to balance the current budget, so that means you have voted to balance it by 2018. You're not telling me it could be 2020.
That is absolutely not what the Charter requires. And actually, that is not what the debate was about. When we actually debated the Charter for Budget Responsibility in the House of Commons, Ed Balls, when he was leading for us in that debate, put to George Osborne directly his lack of a clear deadline in the Charter, and explained actually that it was consistent with our position and that the government had been unable to put that deadline in the Charter. That was a matter for them. What they were saying in the Charter was consistent with us being able to say that actually we will meet our fiscal rules by the end of the Parliament. If we're able to go earlier, if we're able to improve the overall health of the economy earlier, we will do so.
So in voting for this charter, if it's not, I mean, I've read it as 3 years. Everybody's read it as 3 years. The IFS says it's 3 years. If that's not what you've signed up to, in voting for this charter, what did you sign up to?
Well, look, we signed up to getting the current budget into balance by the end of the next parliament.
It was the government
that moved
on
to our measure of the deficit. And the issue around the deadline is consistent with our position because, as I said, if they wanted a clear deadline, they should have put it in clear English saying this must be achieved by 2017.
What did you vote for? By voting for this charter, what did you bind yourself to do?
We voted to get the current budget into surplus as soon as possible and by the end of the next parliament.
OK, well, it's not my reading of the charter. But one final thing, this Labour mug on immigration, Labour control immigration, this red mug, would you buy that red mug?
I have to confess, Andrew, I've been on the campaign trail. I haven't seen the mug. I've only seen reporting about the mug. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like a mug that I would be buying.
Well, it says controls and immigration. That's what the mug says. And you, Diane Abbott said wouldn't buy it. Chuka Amuna wouldn't buy it. Sadiq Khan wouldn't buy it. Are you telling me you would or wouldn't buy it?
Well, as I said, look, I've been out on the campaign trail. I haven't seen it. I've only seen the reporting of it this morning very briefly. And I can't say any more than that. Doesn't sound like a mug that I would be buying.
Oh, OK. We'll tick you on the no buys then. Looks like there could be a lot of surplus mugs by the end of this election campaign. Thank you very much.